This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM, back with you here on a Friday. I want to let you guys know, got a really cool event coming up next week. WQAM invites you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, and every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets, March 20th to the 23rd. It's presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, beers with your crew, and real-time betting action. VIP tickets and packages are available at Ticketmaster.com. And get all the info at WQAM.com. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 or older and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. You got a gambling problem, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. And it's sponsored by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda. Let's get to our headlines here. We'll start off. Marlins, by the way, are going to be back in action today at 4:10 against the Red Sox in Jupiter. Max Meyer is on the hill for the Fish. Yesterday, Edward Cabrera, he left with a blister, even though his ERA was a gazillion for the spring. So, yeah, you gotta worry about that. And obviously, we're still on. I guess we're on Sandy watch. My feeling
I'm
is
on
this.
Sandy watch.
I know you're on Sandy watch because you lost Garrett Cole to Tommy John surgery.
Yes.
So I know you're on Sandy
watch. Oh, we're on Sandy watch. Matter of fact, they played him in an exhibition right
they
before.
Do.
They might as well just, you know, right then and there. Boom.
Do a little swap skis?
Yeah.
This is my theory, Vlad. This is my theory, right? I think Sandy's for sure getting traded. Okay.
Duh.
But. Dude. I think they want to get that opening day game in. I think that's like one of their lone people are going to go. Marino's throwing out the first pitch. Skeens.
Yeah, it's Skeens versus Sandy's a big time matchup.
I think they're going to get that opening day one in and then Toodles. I think that's what it is. I don't think they're going to trade him in the spring. I think that once we get past that opening day and
see why we have to go through all the, you know.
I am with you. Like, look, if the Yankees come with a fleece package right now that Bendix can cannot turn down because you know he loves his prospects, then maybe. But my feeling is, you know, I was driving the other day and I see the Sandy billboard. I'm like, they're not going to trade him before opening day. If they do, man, you want to talk about just like already whatever is left, whatever pulse is left of Marlins fanhood. You have me, you know, crying about the days of Brad Penny on this show. If you do that and you trade him right before opening day, what are we? 2 weeks away? We're 2 weeks away from yesterday till opening day. If you're gonna, I mean, you want to talk about pissing people off even more. But in today's preview from ESPN, they preview every team. It says why the season hinges on Sandy Alcantara. It says as long as he stays healthy, a trade of Alcantara might be the likeliest transaction of the deadline season or even earlier. General Manager Peter Bendix illustrated his willingness to not wait until July to deal a player when he moved Luis Arraez last May to San Diego. Alcantara's market is bound to be more bountiful than Arraez. His sinker still full, a run at 99. His changeup is one of the best pitches in baseball. He signed for $17 million a year, which is the other thing. In baseball these days, like, he doesn't even make that much money. I mean, this Marlins team is,
wait,
is
he's
going
making
to
how much?
17.
Oh, they can't have him make.
But you're just saying that because you want him.
No, no. First of all, they hardly spent any money in free agency last season, this past offseason. Nope. So, therefore, if they got a guy that's making $17 million, I think Sandy might make more than like seven players combined.
I think if Sandy gets traded, I think Giancarlo Stanton becomes the highest paid player on the
Marlins. And he's not even on the team anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. There's no way that Peter Bendix is looking at him like, wait, you making $17 million? Can't do
if
that.
The Marlins can, he passed and says, if the Marlins conclude their teardown by moving Alcantara, it'll be the most important deal of the rebuild and a chance to add a player of impact to the minor league system that has improved demonstrably in the last year. That's the thing, too, is like he's really their only chip. So you can't, hey, Bendix, if you're going to do this, you better take all your analytics, your VORP, your AI, whatever it is, all right? You can't blow this, all right? You can't Miguel Cabrera this. You can't Christian Yelich this, okay? You better come correct, and you better get me somebody good.
You don't want him to Joe Cronin in this?
Oh, I can't even make jokes about Cronin.
No, you can't. You can't.
He's a win away. I've been waiting. The only thing that saved the Heat is that they're actually also on a five-game losing streak because I thought they were going to pass the Heat a week ago.
Scoot's been playing well.
Is he?
Yeah.
Nobody's better than Scoot.
No, Scoot's been playing real good ball.
Oh, man. Headlines, by the way, the rest of them are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Speaking of the Heat, they're back at it tonight. 7 o'clock is your tip-off against the Boston Celtics. That's a 5:45 preheat with Solana tonight from the Kaseya Center, Tommy Tighe, Jason Jackson, and Amy Audibert will call all the action. Then it's a bird over to Graceland as they take on the Memphis Grizzlies tomorrow night on the road at 8 o'clock. Injury report for the Celtics, a lot of murkiness, a lot of dudes questionable with knee injuries. Tatum has knee tendinopathy? I don't know. Derek White has a knee contusion. Jaylen Brown has a posterior impingement.
That just sounds it sounds like they just went out last night to KODs and they just don't know if they're playing tonight. That's what it sounds like.
We know they love to party here.
We know they love Aspalooza. So, you know what I'm saying? So
they're not alone, especially our current Miami Hurricanes quarterback. We'll get to that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Kristaps Porzingis is questionable with an illness, and then Al Horford probably with a toe sprain. The Heat will be without Alec Burks tonight with a back injury. Nikola Jovic has a hand injury, and Drew Smith, of course, has been out with the year with the Achilles. Everybody else should be good to go for Miami. Cooper Kupp was released by the Rams officially yesterday. He's expected to sign with a new team today. There's some Cowboys buzz and Seahawks buzz around Cooper Kupp as to where he may go. So we'll let you know if that happens to change. And then Paul George, bless his heart, is consulting with doctors to figure out the options for his groin and knee injuries. So if it wasn't for the Sixers and Mavericks, dude, I mean, the Heat would be the saddest story of the year. But
don't you think Paul George is a little too late to be consulting with doctors right now? Maybe you should have done
I think, yeah. Time. Well, I would guess they're probably like, hey, should we do a wink, you know, surgery? Just like the De'Aaron Fox just did with the Spurs.
Oh, no, there's no way they could lose any chance of getting Cooper flagged so they could get their Tim Duncan, David Robinson dynamic duo Twin Towers situation again.
What do we got, 15 games, De'Aaron? Go get that finger worked on, dude, whatever.
It's only a pinky. It's not like you
it's
can't
only a
play.
Pinky. Yeah. It's almost insulting. Like, oh, he needs 10 games to get a pinky fixed. Really? We know what you're doing.
Right.
Didn't the Jazz just get fined? I think the Jazz just got fined $100K for Lauri Markkanen. Like, they kept benching Lauri Markkanen, and everybody's like, hey.
Yeah,
hey.
I didn't understand that.
We know what's going on.
Yeah.
I felt like it was like, hey, we know you're tanking. You can't do that. Like, come up with something. So we'll see. All right. Some drama going on with the Canes quarterback situation.
Current or former?
Both.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Ooh. There's good drama for one. The other one, I'm not really sure. Back after this.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program as you got the Miami Dolphins in the midst of free agency. They bring back yesterday Liam Eichenberg. So there was that. They also, you know, signed Alexander Madison, a running back from the Las Vegas. Basically, you had a swap yesterday.
I hate that.
It wasn't a trade, but it was. But you're switching running backs. So Madison from the Raiders ends up in Miami. Mostert ends up in Las Vegas. No trade skis, though.
Makes no sense. Like, I hate when that happens.
See, it happened twice yesterday. Happened with the linebackers. Anthony Walker ends up in Tampa. The Dolphins end up with Britt from Tampa Bay. So it happened twice yesterday, Vlad.
And speaking of, what's with you guys?
What do you mean?
This is the first time we've talked. What is with you guys?
Oh, dude.
Yeah, what is with you guys grabbing the Jets' hand-me-downs, man?
Dude, I don't know.
Tim Boyle.
And I got to tell you.
Mikey Blanco. And now yep. Zach Wilson.
Well, the other thing that's crazy about it is this way Zach Wilson's got to have some agent. Because I'm looking at all the numbers that are thrown around out there. No one got the money that this guy did.
And he doesn't need the money.
That's crazy. I'm sitting here and I'm like, Wait a minute. McCorkle, you know, has had a more successful career.
I mean,
signing for half the money in San Francisco. Mason Rudolph, who's a career backup, but he signed for 4 years.
But he went back. He went back to Pittsburgh, though.
He did. But I'm just trying to figure out, like, this guy got $6 million just off the bat, off the jump. Has anybody got? I saw Minshew sign with the Chiefs yesterday. I don't know what he got. I'm not sure what Minshew ended up getting. I know Minshew, I think, made the most, even though he's kind of a starter for Vegas. But I don't know. I don't know what's up with it. And quite frankly, I'm very nervous. This is the thing. It's not like I can crush the Dolphins signings, but I don't even like some of the guys being options. So, like, when I'm mad at the Eichenberg thing, like, I understand, you know, Omar's saying to people, stop being Peter Pan, grow up. He's here for the minimum. What's the big deal? And, well, that's true because a lot of linemen are making a lot of money. I get you. He knows the system. You know him. I don't even want him being an option. Addition by subtraction. And the same thing with Zach Wilson. It's like, is it an outlandish amount of money for a quarterback? No, but it's more than other people got who are more qualified than him. And also, let's just say Tua goes Tua and he throws his head into somebody and ends up out for four games because he has a propensity to do that. And I love the guy, but let's just say he does that. We're a snap away or a Tua bad decision away from this guy being the starting quarterback. And I don't know. All right. He has so-called talent. He has the tools.
He has talent.
He has talent. But we don't know if he's good at this. We have no idea.
Okay. So, let me talk to you. The kid has talent. And he spent a year under Sean Payton.
That's true.
We saw what Sean Payton, a year Jameis Winston had under Sean Payton. We saw it, the change in Jameis Winston. He still went back to being Jameis Winston, but that's what outside of the Sean Payton umbrella. But once he was under the Sean Payton umbrella, he was more of a competent quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So Sam Darnold, same way. A year under Kyle Shanahan. Look at him now. Kevin O'Connell, look at him now. He's a starting quarterback in Seattle making $100 million. So with Zach, if it's only a couple of games, he can hold it down for a couple of games. Now, if it has to be more than like a couple of games, then you have problems.
Right. I mean, like, look, that's going to be the situation that the Dolphins are in anyway. And I think, to me, that's probably why the Dolphins haven't restructured to his deal. And I actually think it's the prudent thing to do. Because let's just say, and I don't want this to happen, but it's just the reality of having him at quarterback. And for everybody who is skeptical on it, look, you guys turned out to be right. Because if the Dolphins would have had last year with Tua and gone into his final year, who knows what he would have gotten? I don't know. But this is it. I mean, they got to live with the consequences of paying him. So the reality is, do you tie it if it ends up still being an issue this year? And it's not. Let's not even say it's the head. Let's say it's the hip. Let's say it's whatever injury he deals with. You can't tie yourself down more to him. You just got to hope, hey, we were almost in the playoffs last year. He missed six games. If he can play and he's healthy, we feel good about our chances of at least making the playoffs. Beating the Bills?
Nobody.
Talk about unicorns and pixies? Like, yeah, you know.
Nobody's beating them in that division. But yeah, here's the fear for you guys. Here's another fear. What if Tua does get hurt and Zach actually plays well? This kid is, this kid is central casting. He looks like what you would want from a quarterback. The good looks, the rich family. This kid, I'm telling you, Boca Raton. Yeah.
In High School Musical.
No,
like he's got face.
The fan base is going to go crazy if this kid starts playing well.
Well, here's what's
all the
happen.
Milfs, all the Cougars.
Oh, the Boca
Milfs. Oh, my God.
Vlad, I can already see now his first game where he's chucking bombs to Ezukama in the preseason, and everyone's going to be thinking about
it. Forget about it. Preseason's going to be like 65,000. We're going to wonder why. And it's all 40-year-old and older. Beautiful.
Everyone's going to be going crazy for the kid.
I'll tell
but
you.
I don't.
He's straight out of central casting.
But here's the – okay, you mentioned the Sean Payton thing. Here's my thing.
Okay.
Why didn't Sean Payton keep him? Like, he kept Stidham.
Because Stidham's a vet, and Stidham was good for Bo Nix. You can't – Here's the thing. Bo Nix and Zach Wilson, even though Zach had more starts than him, they were pretty much
– they're probably the same age.
They're probably the same age. They're probably like – if you look at them, they're young. They're inexperienced. So, but Bo had more promise than Zach, at least in Peyton's eyes, to run his offense. That's why he still wants Stidham.
It's because he wanted $6 million, which again gets back to my point. It's like this guy knew him more than anybody, but he's like, too rich for my blood.
And here's the other problem. Oh, not a problem, but here's the other thing. Maybe when he, what's his name? When Mike McDaniel was with the Niners, they were very high on Zach Wilson when they were going through the draft process. So maybe
it's possible.
That happens a lot. Sometimes when you have a high mark or you
it's
have
like
a high
McCorkle ended, yeah, it's like McCorkle ending up in San Fran, right? Like everybody thought originally that they wanted to take him at 3 and there would be like, that's ridiculous. How could you do that? And they took Trey Lance, which ended up being a terrible decision because he's in Dallas. So I don't know. Now, another draft situation here is with Cam Ward. We don't know where Cam Ward's going to go. But it sounds like he's locked into that number one spot because there's a lot of people who like him. There's a lot of questions around where Shedeur Sanders is going to go. I think the slippage stuff is getting a little bit overblown right now. But Cam doesn't seem to be. Who's saying it?
Slippage. Yeah, because sometimes, you know, they do that thing, Tobin, where they start bad-mouthing a player so that one team can get that player so that everybody just stays away from, start questioning his character, or I could start looking at film. They do that, and then it's really because the team really wants that player.
Perhaps, but Cam Ward's getting none of that. This was Adam Schefter on ESPN radio, and he's saying, like, Cam Ward's going number one.
Zero chance that Cam Ward is going to make it to the Giants at 3. Just not going to happen. So I expect that Cam Ward will be the number one pick in the draft, whether that's Tennessee or Cleveland or the New York Giants making that pick. And this is all part of the process, right? You begin to evaluate all these guys. Teams do deeper and deeper dives into them. From my perspective, I'm talking to more and more people before the combine, at the combine, after the combine. And I'm just telling you, like, the conversations I've had have convinced me that Cam Ward will be the number one pick and certainly the first quarterback off the board. And certainly, I think, the number one overall guy.
There you go. That was Adam Schefter. So he's very confident. It may not be Tennessee. It may be the Giants. And it may be Cleveland. But he's going number one.
Toby,
Cam Ward's going number one.
Cam Ward's going number one, but it won't be to the Giants.
So you think Tennessee's taking him?
I'm just saying, if Tennessee doesn't take Cam Ward and Cleveland doesn't take Cam Ward, even though the Giants should take Cam Ward, they just don't take. They just won't take Cam Ward. There'll be a Jackson Dart shooting out of nowhere.
I mean, that's crazy, though. They're going to Daniel Jones it again?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes, they
that's
will.
That's crazy to me. That's
in,
crazy.
In a perfect world for them, Aaron Rodgers would be their quarterback, and he could draft Jackson Dart and say that Jackson Dart's learning from under Aaron Rodgers.
I just don't even understand. Like, I felt like Jackson Dart wasn't even going to make it into the first round, and now all of a sudden he's sprouting up there. And then
you got a good agent. You have to have good representation.
It's one of the things that's unspoken with this thing, right? Like, the agents are making the moves just like Zach Wilson getting paid by his agent. Like, that was a great job by him.
Drew Rosenhaus, Lee Steinberg, that's why they get paid the big bucks. This is their time.
Yep. I'm happy for Cam Ward, though. I'm glad. Like, I see the whole thing is, if anybody in these draft process, like, you see what the talent is already. I know people have questions. Is he going to get away with all the stuff that he does? Because he can pull off some wizardry on that field. Is he going to be able to get away with that in the pros? I don't know. But what I do know is that dude seems, you know, like, as soon as he steps into your organization, he's gonna have everybody accountable. He's going to be like a vet rook right away. Feels just like Jaden Daniels. Like, it's going to be a game changer for people. I think he's going to be awesome. It's so unfortunate what happened to him this year with the Canes, because the way that guy played for this program and the way that he electrified like a quarterback hasn't here in ages. It still makes me sick to my stomach, that Syracuse game. Ugh.
Wait, hold on, Tobin. Hold on. As much as it's awful, but weren't you told from weeks prior that this is a possible outcome if they didn't fix their defense? But you kept on saying, oh, no, we got
three touchdowns. He spotted you 3 touchdowns.
And the defense was going to allow 3 touchdowns immediately.
Do you know how embarrassing that is?
We knew.
How embarrassing that is?
Tobin.
3 touchdowns he spots you.
Tobin,
this guy deserved to be in the playoff, lad.
Yes, and that team, that offense deserved to be in the playoffs. That defense deserved to be in, you know, the little Giants.
Oh, my God. They were so bad.
They were bad.
They were so bad. They were so bad.
Like, Syracuse didn't even know. They were like, oh, okay, 21. We're down 21-0. Okay, the game just began. And immediately, boom, 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 they got back into the game. But doesn't still.
Timbo Slice says, if Caleb Williams could have get away with it, Cam won't. I don't mean to be doing this to Caleb Williams, okay, Timbo Slice? I just got to say, though, this is just me.
Oh, don't
okay?
do it.
No
don't
judgment.
Do don't do it, Tobin.
I could never see Cam Ward crying in his mama's arms in the stands. I can't see it. I don't think that would happen. I think there's, I'm sorry I'm using this word, intangibles.
Point for Tobin.
There's something about the leadership of Cam Ward that I do think is just maybe different than Caleb Williams. I'm not saying Caleb Williams isn't talented, but I think that was kind of the knock on him coming in, was it not? Maybe he's still awesome. Maybe he will be. But I'm just telling you, dude.
I ain't gonna hold you. You're right. You're right. Cam Ward is definitely not going to the stands to cry to his to a parent or anything. His girl.
He waits till the car.
I don't think Cam is built like that.
I don't think so either, but I know for sure he's not going into the car and having to be covered by a poster.
He's definitely not crying in public.
Crazy.
No water worked in public.
Oh, man. Take a break. Now, speaking of the current Canes quarterback situation.
Oof. What happened?
We got some drama there, too. Tell you about that next.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Lira's not here. To tickle, Vlad, you want your fancy tickle?
I guess do I really want to be tickled? I guess for the show, I guess. It's very praiseworthy, but hey, yo, you know what I mean?
4 o'clock today, Vlad.
4 o'clock.
The Miami Marlins take on the Boston Red Sox in spring training action. Tickle your fancy?
Let me be like Leroy. No, it doesn't tickle my fancy. It's spring training. Once the guys start coming down to Miami, to South Florida, really, and start playing real baseball, that will tickle my fancy. But no, it doesn't tickle my fancy.
Do you think we're changing all these things? They've gotten fewer preseason.
Not tickled.
They've gotten fewer preseason games in NFL. They've gotten fewer preseason games in NBA. You think they need a month of spring training? Do you feel like it's necessary?
I mean, I don't.
I know pitching's a little bit weird. They kind of slow roll, but then they kind of slow roll it into the season too. Like, do they need a month of spring training?
Well, here's my question, Tobin. With all of that, right? They needed a month. Then don't you think Gerrit Cole would have known a long time ago? Maybe my shoulder's not that good. I need to see a doctor. He had to wait till spring training. Now, it might have been a free contract move because he did get out of free agency. He did file for free agency and then get signed by the Yankees immediately. So it might have been a money move. You know, we all know athletes do that. With athletes and agents make a move. But I don't think a month. You don't need 6 weeks of spring training, do you? And then they got split squads. Like, come on.
Split squad. Did you see what the Marlins are doing, by the way? This was crazy. The Marlins yesterday, I saw Andy Slater reported this. They are putting together.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Like a practice squad. They're having, I guess, an open tryout. Let me see if I get this ad here for you guys.
No.
The Marlins are having an open tryout to put together basically a team. Here it is. This is from Andy Slater's Twitter account. Marlins practice squad calling all former collegiate and former professional baseball players. The Marlins development system is seeking a practice squad participants in Jupiter from April 1st to September 15th of 2025. This role offers $150 per day, requires the ability to be there from 12 to 5 on approximately 10 to 15 home game days per month when the Jupiter Hammerheads are in town. This is a unique opportunity to gain exposure to professional players and coaches, enhance your understanding of high-level training tactics, and receive performance data on your practice sessions. where applicable. And then it gives an email to anybody who wants to go. But, like, open try. If you guys want to go play some ball against some minor league fish, like,
there is definitely a guy right now that's gathering his former high school baseball team.
Yep.
To do this one more time.
This feels to me like the Marlins are going to do like the Adam Greenberg thing again, like in September, where they're going to be like, what a story we got here today, Monty. We have, Derek Smith is making his way all the way up from the Marlins practice squad to start here today for the Fish. Like, there's going to be some, like, remember when the Zamboni guy started a game between the pipes?
Oh, like yeah.
There's going to be some story like that the Marlins are going to go from this.
Clearly?
They paid this guy $150 to pitch a game for the Marlins. Like, and he's getting $150 to pitch today's game.
And he may get, you may get like 3,000 more people come to make the attendance 3,500. So, you might get 3,000 more people to make it 3,500 for that day. That guy's probably getting paid $150 to pitch. And yet the Marlins will make more money off him and pay him $150.
This is crazy.
Tough times.
Tonight at 7 o'clock, Vlad, the Miami Heat take on the Boston Celtics. Does that game tickle your fancy?
My fancy is tickled. It's always a good rivalry between the Celtics and the Heat. I just feel, I hope it's not so much green at Kaseya Center on Riley's court. Like,
I was there for that Knicks game. That was crazy.
Yeah, I was there. It was great. It was awesome. But
it was terrible. But it was my hell.
Yeah, I don't like both teams, but I hate the Celtics more than I hate you guys. So, therefore, yeah, I'm definitely watching the game. You guys need to end the streak because this streak can get nasty. We could get double digits by this time next week.
You're not kidding.
It could be on the verge of double digits because you lose tonight. I don't think you're beating Memphis in a back-to-back. The Knicks is your best bet because they're coming back from a West Coast trip. And then you got Detroit and Houston next week, right?
Yep, and what happened in Houston the last time they played.
Amen's going to want to baptize Tyler Herro.
Yep. Tyler Herro got spiked on his head. That's when times were good. We didn't know that Jimmy was...
That was when the team was like, they were in unison, even though Jimmy was away, but Jimmy was like, yeah, that's my team.
Yeah, he's like, oh, proud of Tyler. He put up the Tyler, like the video of him yelling at Amen. And
that might have been the last time you were thrilled with Terry Rozier.
Yeah. When he punched Amen Thompson in the face,
right? He had Tyler's back. I think that might have been the last time you were happy with anything Terry Rozier did on the court.
I don't know what's going on with Terry Rozier, man. He deleted his Instagram. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I mean, things have definitely gone left when a certain allegation was reported. But
at 8 o'clock tomorrow, Vlad, you mentioned it. The Memphis Grizzlies at the Miami Heat. Does that tickle your fancy?
That does tickle my fancy.
My fancy is tickled.
Because I want to see Ja Morant. A certain someone on, who's on the air right now. That's not named Vladimir. Who's got his, his whale watch, his whale goggles, or his whale binoculars at Mr. Ja Morant.
I saw that they put a lot of cold water on that. I don't know what's going to happen this summer. They're a good team. I think that I think Ja definitely has got to have some good feelings about Memphis, although people really seem to hate living in Memphis for some reason, unless you're like Zach Randolph. I keep coming back to this. I think the guy the Heat are going to end up with or take a shot at is Zion. I really do. I think that's the most likely scenario. I feel like he's not going to be that expensive because I think the Pelicans are going to be happy to be off of the Zion business. And I think he's just got enough talent that the Heat will be intrigued by it. So, I don't know. I keep coming back to it, although I am obviously scared of him dealing with Ashtron down here.
And the food.
Well, yeah.
I don't think he's had Haitian. Well, maybe he's had some sort of Creole food. I don't know if he's had like authentic Haitian food, authentic Cuban food, authentic Colombian food. He comes down here. He's eating.
And Grizzlies also.
And he's going to see a lot of Astron, too.
Yep. Grizzlies also play tonight, so they'll also be coming off a back-to-back, but they are home. They're home against Cleveland.
Cleveland against Memphis?
Mm-hmm.
See, this is bad.
That tickle your fancy?
It does tickle my fancy, but this is what I
my
this
fancy is
this is what's gonna bother me. Watch John Morant not play tomorrow against the Heat, and a lot of the best players against Grizzlies don't play against the Heat, and still the Heat lose this game.
Well, that's what basically happened with the Kawhi thing, right? Like, he didn't play the second out of a back to back. Jaren Jackson says he's questionable to play tonight.
I thought
so maybe
his ankle was really messed up. He was supposed to.
I thought he was too. I thought he was going to be out a little bit.
Maybe they, you know, I guess because they're playing Cleveland, they want to show something. It's a showcase game, I guess.
Yep. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Your Florida Panthers taking on the Montreal Canadiens.
My fancy is tickled.
Of course. I always love when the Panthers go beat those mother Canuckers. I love it.
Me too.
Les Habitants.
They're really mad at the Panthers. All of Canada.
All of Canada. It's so hysterical.
They do, man.
It's hysterical because it's like, oh, this city, this market should not have a hockey team and the hockey team be so good. But yet you always come here every November, October. I mean, October, November, December. You snowbirds.
Wild. And then finally, Vlad, the Pinks. They're going to be in action on Sunday taking on Atlanta FC, United FC. Take
fancy
a fancy?
Is tickled.
Of course, man. How many times? Listen, Tobin.
The Pinks.
Tobin, even though the Heat are not playing well, Dolphins don't know what kind of craziness is going on. You do have the Pinks and you have the Panthers. True. You have one of the greatest athletes in the world ever.
My son loves Messi. That's his favorite athlete right now.
And that's all you need. Look at you. You know who I blame? You're wearing pink right now. You're wearing pink and black. You're looking like you're representing Inter Miami.
It's not. Yeah, I get you. But, you know, I did want him to be a Heat fan. And he likes the Heat, but he loves Messi. And it's the Heat's fault because I took him to his first Heat game and they lost by 36 to the Jazz.
That was nasty work. But I bet you took him to a pink game. You know, Inter would win like 4-0.
He's dying to go to a pink game. As soon as this flag football season's over, I'm taking him.
You see, you got to take him to – there it goes, Tobin. Got to take Tommy to a pink game to go see Messi, Suarez, see greatness on the pitch. And then, therefore, his South Florida enthusiasm and love for his team will be back. Because right now – You took him to that Jazz game. They got smacked by 30, and that's like right after the whole Jimmy nonsense. It was nasty work, man. You want to bury this season, don't you?
Yes, very much so. And the thing is now everybody's like, well, do you want the pick or you don't want the pick? No, I want the pick. I need a reward for this, okay? Because let me tell you something. If they don't make the playoffs next year, I'm serious about this. If they don't make the playoffs next year with an unprotected pick out there for OKC,
I got a load of music.
You're the Heat. You get one season like this. Not two. You get one season like this. I'm not dealing with two seasons like this.
Oh, you can't deal with back-to-back.
No, it's not that I can't deal with it. I mean, I've been through hard times, but I don't want to hear this nonsense like you're going to be on the canvas for a while. Like, because if you're going to do it, do it. If you're going to do this half in, okay, we gave you a little step back. You better pull a Dallas Mavericks where you tanked at the end. You got reinforcements, you made a big move, and then you made a run. That's what you need to do.
Tobe, you sound like you're getting sick of the same jargon and same mantra of the Heat.
Oh, listen, with Eric Spoelstra's been telling me all year,
yeah,
there's beauty in the struggle. There's beauty in the struggle. There's something beautiful on the other side. Not lately. All I've been getting is the same result, and he's coming out here with like, there's beauty in the struggle. Something will happen. What? Ping pong balls? Give me something. Give me something. What does he give me? Kyle Anderson, that's what he gives me. Slow-mo minutes.
And then the worst part for you, and I told you should have got out of it. You and Leroy lost your rookie of the year bet.
I know. I'm.
But you kind of blame it on him for not playing him. This guy would have great numbers in the first half, and then all of a sudden... You know.
He thinks he's really doing something. He goes, ooh, we're going to trick him. Not coming out at halftime. All right. Take a break. That's Tickle My Fancy. Back with more after this.